for a conference following the issuance of findings and decision for W18013. The purpose of the conference is to determine a deadline for materials on remand from the city and to address any other matters that we need to discuss. If I could have council identify themselves for the record.
Courtney Kaler and David Cartman for the appellant.
And Liza Anderson for the department.
Okay, thank you, council. All right, well, let's turn to the city. Your ball's in your court, as it were. There's obviously a range in the decision that defers and recognizes the deference to the city to make its own determination as to how to complete the CEPA review. And so hearing examiner was certainly not in a position to set a deadline around what actions the city deems that it's likely to take in response to the decision. Does the city have a sense of the time it needs to complete the remand?
I think we do. And we believe that, I guess it depends on what happens after the materials are submitted back to the examiner, but Mr. Friedman is going to be the one that's doing the analysis, and he obviously has some budget challenges, but we did talk, and we believe that we can submit something back to the examiner at some point in October, either the middle part of October or by the end of October. Mm-hmm. And I think probably leaning towards the end of October.
But budget challenges being the budget's in process and you have other obligations to address. Understood. I'm certainly not here to shake a stick and tell you when it's due, so I'll defer to you to tell me when you'd like us to set the deadline for to accommodate your schedule, and then we can talk about next steps from there.
Yeah, I think November 1st might actually be a little bit too soon. I'm thinking perhaps November 8th.
Okay, that'll be Friday, November 8th. Certainly works for and that's dictated by your schedule, so we'll set November 8th as the due date for materials. That would be filed with our office, as indicated in the remand order, filed with our office any materials that are responsive to the remand served on the appellants. Since we don't know yet, unless you are prepared to describe it today, the scope or size of materials coming in, it seems like we may have to wait until that time to set a deadline for a response or comment rebuttal from the appellant. We could set it today if I had a better sense of how much time, how much they're going to be reviewing and how much time they should be allocated to do that. But not knowing the scope yet of what's going to be turned in, I'm reluctant to just set a random deadline.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think we're ready to describe today the totality of what we think will be filed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There's certainly no expectation that you would be. So if that's the process, then I think what we'll do is simply indicate the due date is November 8th for Friday. I don't expect, recognizing that the appellant may need the opportunity to have an expert comment or something along those lines, just as a fair warning in this, I don't expect to have a ton of time for rebuttal. If the city is, as the lead agency is responsible for the threshold determination, can turn this around and 6 weeks or so, 7 weeks, then I would certainly expect a more truncated period of time for a rebuttal. So if we could have this wrapped up ideally before Thanksgiving, that would be a range that makes sense to me. I'm not going to force that at this time, obviously, because, I don't know the breadth of materials that would be submitted by the city. They could revise the checklist. They could look for more information elsewhere, and there could be quite a bit submitted or not. And I think we'll just see from the city what's done to address the remand, and then determine at that time how much time the appellant would need. When it is submitted, you don't have to wait for our office to prompt you and let us know how much time you'll need, but just know that that's the expectation, is that when that filing comes in on November 8th, that we'll be looking to you to tell us, let's say by maybe the following Monday or Tuesday, let's say November 12th, if you could let us know what your thoughts are. I won't necessarily defer to that, but I will want to hear from you how long you believe and why it'll take that long to provide a rebuttal.
Certainly. I would want to give everyone a heads up that we do intend to file a motion for reconsideration or clarification around the process on remand. It's not entirely clear to us whether a new DNS is being required, and we do think that the WAC and case law would require that. And so I believe under the rules that motion would be due Monday. I don't think that probably affects the timeline here for additional materials, but I want to be sure that in the interest of full disclosure, we let everybody know that, and to the extent we need to set a schedule for a response or reply on the motion, it would be appropriate to do it today.
Okay. So you anticipate a motion for I'm not entirely clear on what it is. Some of what you're suggesting isn't either a reconsideration or a clarification. So,
I think it would be because the procedural rules allow for a motion for reconsideration. We would be asking for a reconsideration of the specific language around what is required on remand. And we are still evaluating whether there's any other aspect of the decision we would want to include in that motion. But at this point, that's the item that we are sure that we are going to file a motion on.
Okay. And that would be Monday, September 30th.
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Anderson, for a response to motion for reconsideration. Unless you're in trial or gone next week, can we spend a week on that?
Yes. So let's do the 30th.
That would be a response on October 7th?
Yes, we can do that.
And I'll allow a reply and just a couple, 3 days on that. We can maybe have something. Let's have that in by October 10th. Since the issues are pretty narrow at that point. And non-substantive. All right, so we'll have a motion. We've got the city doing its work due November 8th. I don't know what will come in the motion for reconsideration or clarification, but it's my intent that once the dust settles on how we're finalizing the remand, including, and it looks like I'll have to, what I'll do is I'm going to do this at one time, is that we'll issue an amended findings and decision. The pur- purpose of that is twofold from my perspective right now, regardless of the motion for reconsideration. It would be to encompass the deadline set by the city in the decision. There's no, right now we have hearing examiner rules that we're operating under, and so there's no way to record this somewhere. This is not a formal hearing, but it is part of putting it in the record so that we can actually have some boundaries for functionality in this remand according to the hearing examiner rules. And so I'll want to have this date and the any deadlines incorporated into this as the deadline for the city. And I also, depending on how the motion for reconsideration proceeds, there is a postscript in our decisions that in this case I'm not sure is applicable because it's a remand. And so if things stay as they are, I'll probably take that out. If after review, based on what I understand the arguments to be presented by appellant, if something changes on the remand, on the nature of the remand, that may stay. Not overly trying to anticipate the motion, but the purpose here is to try to do, is to have a final decision out so that we don't have two shots at appeal, which isn't possible under SEPA, which was my original purpose in keeping jurisdiction. So, we'll leave it at that. Oh, and the remand rule and hearing examiner rule. Just trying to keep our, give us compliance with that as well. May I ask my deputy to chime in? You had a decision recently that's partly influencing my process in this. Can you tell us the case number for that? Do you happen to know or the or the party numbers in case the council want to take a look at that? We had a recent case.
It's called Save Madison Valley.
Save Madison Valley. So we had a...
it was a DNS appeal, and I had put a postscript on the decision, but I had remanded it to the department, and so it went up to Superior Court, and it got kicked back because it was found to be not a final decision. And
right.
I'm trying to remember...
Well, that's sufficient. I
okay.
Thank you for the identifying the case for counsel. That... I suggest if we're digging in about what the process is to appropriately handle a remand on a DNS, that you consider issues that came up in that case as well. Our goal is consistency here, so I don't want to do anything different in that case than this one. So. Question?
I may or may not have questions following review of that case, but... our view is that any judicial SEPA appeal needs to be combined with an appeal of the underlying action, which in this case would be adoption of a comp plan amendment, and therefore any judicial appeal would not be ripe until the council took action. If the city disagrees, certainly we would like to hear that. I see Ms. Anderson nodding.
I'm thinking.
You know what? We're getting pretty far down the road here for all of us, frankly, on speculating what the issue is going to be and what the way, how to handle this. What I'll leave open is the option for us to have oral argument on the motion if necessary, so we can work our way through the weeds a bit more if necessary after I get briefing.
Thank you.
Briefing will give you all time to think about what you're saying, put it in writing, have a chance to respond to each other in a concentrated manner so you're not having to shoot from the hip in a conference just a couple days after the hearing, the decisions come out. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like you to have the opportunity to reflect on that, and then if there's more discussion needed, we can certainly address that at a hearing on the motion. Anything else we need to address while we're here in conference? So again, mostly just
No questions.
Okay, thank you very much.